Welcome to Mission Network News' special report, Ramadan 2014. I'm Greg Yoder.
And I'm Ruth Kramer. We start out today by asking a few people a simple question. Do you know what Ramadan is?
Ramadan is the holiday that is celebrated by Muslims.
Ramadan is the holy month for the Muslim nation.
I think it's a Muslim holiday.
I've heard of Ramadan, but I don't know a lot about it. What it means, probably.
I believe it's time of prayer and fasting in the Muslim calendar.
Then we asked these same people this question. What's stopping you from sharing the story of Christ with a Muslim?
Maybe I would feel inhibited talking to someone that I knew was a Muslim.
I don't believe that I know that many Muslims.
I don't think I have that many contacts with Muslim people, but I would love to share the gospel with them if I did.
I do know a Muslim, and I should reach out. There's nothing really stopping me. I think you got to slow down. It makes one stop and think, saying, yes, I do know somebody, and I should do this, and I will do this.
I think a lot of Muslim people are very, very entrenched in their faith and very smart and know a lot about their faith and their word and everything, and I'm afraid that I don't know as much as they do to have some of those conversations.
Telling, isn't it? It's especially so when you consider that Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world right now. So let's explore this a little more by asking, is sharing the gospel with Muslims a lost cause? MNN's Katie Harth posed that to Julian Lidstone with Operation Mobilization.
By and large, Muslims have been ignored by missionaries and by Christians. There's centuries of mutual hostility and suspicion. And the only way we're going to deal with that is by reaching out, by showing love, by showing concern, by serving practical needs, and sharing the good news that Jesus is God's way of salvation. 24 years ago, my wife and I went to Baku when the Soviet Union was just collapsing. And we went to a Baptist church in Baku, which was all Russian. And I asked them, do you ever share with the Azeri population? The Azeris are Muslims. And these dear Russian saints said to me, no, we don't do that because it's a waste of time. When we share with Russians, they respond eagerly. When we share with Azeri Muslims, they just say no. So I said to them, imagine a farmer had two fields. One field had been cultivated and was fertile. And when you sowed in it, you got an immediate harvest. The other field had been ignored, was full of rocks and thistles, and if you sowed any seed in that field, you wouldn't get any result. What would the farmer do? Would he just ignore one field and focus on the other? No. That farmer would get out into the barren, infertile, uncultivated field, roll his sleeves up, lift those boulders, pull the thistles out, fertilize the ground so that he could get a harvest out of that field as well. Now, that's happened in Azerbaijan. In Azerbaijan, there are now thousands and thousands of Muslims who have come to faith in Jesus because the church did just that. And that would be my message for the worldwide church. It's the only way. And when we do the hard work and embrace the hardship that it will involve, we are going to see a harvest there as well.
What are some of those rocks and stones or challenges that you see to advancing God's kingdom in the Muslim world?
Well, certainly there is the rising tide of fundamentalism. Muslim fundamentalism has been on the rise for the last 30, 40 years, especially the more radical, aggressive, Islamist forms of Islam. That means there is a rise in persecution, and in some areas there's a rise in martyrdom and a lot of difficulty. Alongside that, of course, we see more and more instability. The Lord promised us that there would be wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and famines and tribulation. And politically, many of these countries are getting tougher to get visas into, regimes that are more resistant. So there are more obstacles in our way. That is undeniable.
Are there any examples that you can share with us of how God is at work in the Muslim world?
I'm just back from a visit to the Near East, and I was very encouraged to hear that in that area, which of course is suffering a lot because of the civil war in Syria, and we shouldn't downplay the tragedy of more than 100,000 people killed, millions of people displaced. Yet the Lord is using that to open hearts and turn people towards himself. There are reports of new house churches in the north of the country, which have been able to form because of the absence of any kind of government forces up there. So there's a freedom that they didn't enjoy before to explore the gospel and Christianity. And the churches up there are able to reach out and help. So more is happening inside Syria than we have ever seen before. Also, very significantly, I was hearing stories of how the church in places like Lebanon and Jordan are standing up to the plate and reaching out to the Muslim refugees in a quite unprecedented way. You may know that in places like the Middle East, often there's quite a lot of hostility and suspicion between the Muslim and Christian communities. And that has kind of held the church in Lebanon back from reaching out to Muslim neighbors. Now they have refugees from Syria on their doorstep. They are responding, and the church is responding with offering just simple blankets and food and medication and then prayer. And many Syrians are saying, hey, why do you love us? Why do you care about us? And I heard of just one church in Lebanon where the normal Sunday attendance before the war was 50. And now every Sunday they have a special meeting for 150 Syrian refugees just coming in because they've seen the love of the saints and have responded to their sharing.
As far as OM's work, we probably can't go into too many details for security reasons, but speaking generally, is there a way for our listeners to come alongside OM's efforts?
Well, OM has about 1,000 workers among Muslims in about 50 nations all around the world. So for OM, reaching Muslims is a core part of our DNA. We would love your listeners to get involved by sending. We're always looking for personnel, despite the difficulties I outlined. The opportunities are enormous. And I was just with our field leader in Jordan, and he was telling me how they want to see 100 new recruits in the next 10 years to take advantage of the opportunities that are presenting themselves. That would be true across the board. Alongside that, of course, the reality is that we would greatly appreciate financial support.
How should we pray for the Muslim world and for workers advancing the kingdom?
Please pray that God would give us boldness. One of the spiritual characteristics of Islam as a religion is that it wants to dominate and it wants to intimidate. So often one of the battles our workers face is an inner one of fear. So please pray that we, the Lord, would anoint us with a spirit of boldness to proclaim the gospel. Please pray for protection. We've already talked about the dangers. We have people in Afghanistan. I'm not sure I can talk about the details, but there have been some particular incidents recently of attacks that have come very near home. And it was quite miraculous the way some of the saints were delivered. And we just see that as the Lord's answer to a lot of prayer over the last few decades. And as the saints pray more, we see God work more. Yeah, please join with us in prayer.
You're listening to an MNN special report, Ramadan 2014. That was a conversation with Operation Mobilization's Julian Lidstone and MNN's Katie Harth. Here's one thing it brought up. Prayer plays a huge role in laying the groundwork for more outreach, but not knowing how to pray or even what to pray for can be an obstacle.
This month, we're talking about Ramadan, the gospel, and the challenge of sharing the story of Christ with Muslims. Every year, we offer the resource, the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World. This year, Ramadan is June 28th through July 27th.
As we discussed earlier, it's Islam's holiest month, a period of 30 days in which Muslims emphasize fasting and prayer in order to make themselves more acceptable to their God.
While Christians don't celebrate Ramadan, we're using the same period of 30 days to pray specifically that God will speak and move in the lives of Muslims worldwide. This year's guide is designed to point you to Scripture, inspire you in your walk with the Lord, and help you to learn how to pray more effectively for Muslims in North America, the Middle East, Africa, India, and other parts of the world.
And you'll learn about imams coming to Christ and how to pray more effectively for them. Plus, you read about Muslims in the United States, Bangladesh, Albania, Indonesia, Oman, and India. This guide also includes an information page about what today's Muslims believe. Here's how you can get yours.
When you support MNN with your best gift, I'll send you the new 2014 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.
And I'm Ruth Kramer. So why does it matter at all? Call of Love Ministries' Samia Johnson has that answer.
It's always very difficult for any ministry who is working among a people group who is not liked or, you know, by people, other people like Muslims. And many of us have fear of Muslims, maybe hatred, bitterness. We don't know a lot about them. So it's very hard for any ministry who's working among Muslims to find supporters or to find churches who want to be part of this, because there's a lot of baggage we need to get rid of as Christians before we're ready to see them through God's eyes and to love them and to want them to become part of God's family. And that is a challenge for us. The other challenge is we always have to be very careful what to say. I'm on TV, I'm on radio stations all the time. We have a half-hour TV program in English. So we have to be very careful, and we use pseudonym names, and we know that we could be threatened anytime. We put our lives in the front lines, and we believe that the Lord is going to use us in exposing the truth about Islam, but at the same time to make a difference between Islam, the religion, the ideology, which we are against, but the Muslims who are the followers, the adherents of Islam, we say most of them are victims because they were born into this religion. They had no say in this. And they were indoctrinated with fear and oppression not to leave Islam. And that's why we called our ministry Call of Love. Muslims call to war, they call to jihad, but we call to love Muslims and for Muslims to come and to see the love of God through Jesus Christ.
She's challenging Christians to reach out and love those who seem unlovable. The Muslims will begin Ramadan with a call to prayer. Let's begin this month with a call to action.
I want to encourage every Christian in this country to reach out to any Muslim they know, whether it's a neighbor who moved in or a colleague, because I believe if every Christian in this country reaches out to their Muslim neighbors, we can reach all the Muslims in this country within less than a year, and we would have a safer country to live in, but at the same time, we would have neighbors who can worship God with us. Let us not be afraid to reach Muslims. Religion is a huge part of their lives, and they would not be offended if we start talking to them about our faith. So let's be courageous and brave and talk about who Jesus is in our lives.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're inviting you to join us in prayer this month for the Muslim world as Ramadan approaches.
Again, when you support MNN with your best gift, I'll send you the new 2014 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide. It'll teach you how to pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, which begins June 28th. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.
And I'm Ruth Kramer. Thanks to Katie Harth and Dodd Morris. And thank you for listening to this Mission Network News special report, Ramadan 2014, a production of Cornerstone University Radio.